You're listening to 99.7 The Highway Vibe. This is Vincent Rotolo with the Foodie 411. Your guide to the insider peek at the culinary community of Las Vegas going on off the strip. So let's just get right into it, all right? October is National Pizza Month. I am a pizza fanatic. Everything I do in my life is pizza. If you don't know, now you know. Vince Rotolo's a pizza head, a pizza addict, pizza junkie, a pizzaiolo, whatever you want to call it. That's me, pizza guy. I own Good Pie here at Pawn Plaza. It's a Brooklyn-style pizza shop, right? And we pay homage to the Italian-American traditions, to the immigrant struggle, right? The golden age of pizza. And so, of course, National Pizza Month, a guy like me is going to get fired up. And I got to tell you, it's a big month. So here's why. I'm on my Facebook page. Everybody, you can add me as a friend. I'm almost at the limit, so please do it now. And it's Vincent Rotolo, R-O-T-O-L-O. And so pizza cities is a thing that's hotly debated around the country, right? Wherever you're from, you might be from Cali, you might be San Diego, you might be LA, you might have grown up in the Midwest, right? Detroit-style pizza, Michigan, sweeping across the country. Every pizza maker wants to make Detroit. Now you have Chicago-style pizza. It's a big pizza city. Everybody knows Al Capone, Chicago, yada, yada, yada. New York City, the best in the world, all the first ever pizzeria. I grew up in New York. It's the pizza capital of the universe, right? Everybody gets it. So we get New York and Chicago. And what a guy like me who loves everything about pizza culture, not just the food of it, but the culture surrounding pizza and what it means. What really gets me fired up is when people start saying, I love New York versus Chicago versus this versus that, Sicilian, round pie, square pie, triangle pie, hydro pie, whatever the pie is. Guys, it's all one love. It's all one pizza. It's all about preserving Italian traditions in the new country of America when they came. And the Italian immigrants, they brought pizza with them. So here on my Facebook page, I'm thinking about all this all week long, thinking about you guys. How are we going to get into it? It's the Las Vegas is included in the list of top five pizza cities in America. Yes, Las Vegas. And you might be thinking, how's that possible? The water in the desert, water's, it's an urban myth. Okay? If you believe that water has an impact on pizza, the way that they're going to ship New York water into your neighborhood, okay, I got a bridge for sale. Call me. Okay? In fact, I got two bridges. The Golden Gate, you can pay me in Bitcoin. Okay? But no, it's not the water, guys. I'm tired of this. Pizza cities. Okay. Number one, New York. Okay, that's not surprising, right? Number two, Chicago. Not surprising. This is TripAdvisor.com, ladies and gentlemen. This is hundreds of thousands of reviews. This is the American public or the international public who's on TripAdvisor telling us who their favorite choices for pizza in a city is. Number three. That's right, Las Vegas, okay? San Francisco, number four, so shout out to San Francisco. And number five is Orlando. I haven't eaten Orlando pizza recently. I haven't been to Orlando. There's some great pizza. It's mostly New Yorkers going to Florida. A lot of New Yorkers, like me, came to Vegas. But Vegas is number three for pizza. So how is that possible? What's going on? Well, we're going to get into the pizza stuff in a little bit. But I want you to know, for Pizza Month, it's Halloween on the last day of pizza month. Come to Good Pie, 725 South Las Vegas Boulevard. Come straight to Good Pie. And what we're going to do is everyone on Halloween, Wednesday the 31st, if you're dressed as a grandma, get a wig, get glasses, get a grandma dress, bring the shoes. If you're dressed as a grandma, you get a free slice of pizza, guys. Everybody, all ages, not just for kids. If you're dressed as a pizza, you get a free pizza. So all the grandma costume lovers, all the five and dime shoppers, if you're going to the Salvation Army or the 99 cent store or Savers, wherever you're going for your deals, get your grandma costume. Get to Good Pie. All right, enough about that. So we have a really exciting show coming up. We have three amazing guests that are superstars on the Las Vegas scene. First, we're going to bring out Joe and Jeff Thomas. Chef Jeff Thomas and his brother, Joe. They're the dynamic duo behind the downtown sensation, the Donut Bar. It's amazing. It's really great. These donuts are the most award-winning donuts in the world. They started in San Diego. They brought it to Vegas. Best donuts on the planet. Donut Bar coming out. Coming out on the show, Anne-Marie Feiler, Executive Director of the Urban Seed Foundation. They're changing the way fresh food is accessible and growing it in the desert. And their whole mission is to just change the world through food by giving you fresh food options. Anne-Marie Feiler's coming out. And also coming out later, Dan Cromer, chef and owner of Other Mama, just took a huge role as vice president of all food and beverage at the Ferguson, opening two new restaurants. End of this year, early 2019, Dan Cromer's going to be out to talk. All right. So what else is going on? Facebook events. So Vegas, yeah, number three in pizza. But if you didn't hear me on that, it's what's going on. Las Vegas pizza scene is amongst the best in the world. And I'm not just saying it because I'm a part of it, okay? We're saying it because there's parity. And what I mean is this. This year, Tony Geminiani of Pizza Rock, he winning every year, but he's setting a high standard. So Tony won a big award, Las Vegas Weekly Best Pizza Restaurant. Then Evil Pie on Fremont Street, also downtown, they won the Silver State Award for Best Pizza Restaurant. So now you have two different winners and two different large platforms. But then Good Pie came in, underdog, new guy on the block, won Best Slice of all of Las Vegas in the weekly. And then Michael Vaknin revitalizing Pop-Up Pizza at the Plaza just won the Review Journal Best Pizza in Vegas. There's never been four best of winners in four different categories in downtown Las Vegas in pizza. It hasn't happened. That's why we're top three, because we work together. We help each other. We're not saying, no, he's not the best, I am. We're saying Las Vegas can be the best if we help one another. So go support these businesses. Go to Pop-Up. Michael Vaknin and his team making great pizza at the Plaza Hotel. That's on South Main Street. Tony Geminiani, you know about Tony. He's at Pizza Rock. Go support those guys at the Downtown Grand. You got Good Pie and also, clearly, Evil Pie on Fremont Street. All these places, Evel Knievel-themed pizza shops. So it's pizza month in October, so we can't not talk pizza. That's what we do. All right. I'm looking at the producer. I'm telling him that's what's going on. So coming up this weekend, Facebook events, check it out. Oh, look at this beauty bar. We got some really good things going on. Anybody love the Misfits? I'm a huge punk fan. Love the Misfits. Michael Graves of the Misfits is going to be performing at Beauty Bar Friday, October 26th. Check out Beauty Bar. Saturday, October 27th, the Buttertones, a great indie rock band. This is on my Facebook events page, guys. This is what we do. You don't have access to the best events on Facebook. Foodie 411 is going to give it to you. All right. Wednesday, October 31st, Halloween night, the Emo Night National Tour is going on at the stage at Beauty Bar, Fremont Street. Check it out. Oh, look. Look at this. On Saturday, there's going to be a brunch. De los Muertos. The brunch of the dead. I wonder what they're going to serve. A costume contest, dancing, brunch food, and tapas. That's going on. Oh, look. This place is on Sahara. 11 to 5 on Saturday at Pamplona on Sahara. Okay, so it's PamplonaLV.com. PamplonaLV.com. So check those guys out. So these are some of the Halloween events coming up. Las Vegas, top three pizza city in the USA. First time ever, guys. It's been a long time coming, and we're so proud to be a part of it. If you're on the road, don't forget, come to Good Pie, dress as a grandma, dress as a pizza, and get some free stuff. We're going to be back in a moment with a big scoop from the Donut Bar, guys. This is Vince Rotolo with a Foodie 411. You're listening to 99.7 The Highway Vibe, coming to you live from Palm Plaza Studios on Las Vegas Boulevard. See you guys in a minute. You're listening to 99.7 The Highway Vibe. This is Vince Rotolo with the Foodie 411 coming to you live from Palm Plaza Studios on Las Vegas Boulevard. Coming into the studio, the much-anticipated hype of the most award-winning donuts in the world, located on downtown Las Vegas, the Donut Bar, Las Vegas. Welcome in executive chef and owner at the Donut Bar, Jeff Thomas, and his brother, Joe Thomas. What's up, guys?
Hey, Vinny, what's happening?
What's going on? Happy Friday!
It is Friday.
So, the weather's been amazing. October's the best month of the year for Halloween activities. What do you guys have going on special at the Donut Bar for Halloween so everyone knows where to go for the spooky donuts?
We have, we just released our Red Velvet Skulls.
Red Velvet!
Filled with cream cheese.
So, can I do that as a different color velvet? Can we get into, like, the blue or the yellow velvet?
No.
Okay. Red Velvet, so is that, like, is it bloody colored?
No.
Yes.
Now, you guys have been killing it down there. It seems like you sell out every day. So when I go by Carson, the Johnny Carson Hotel, is that right where you guys are located?
Yes, sir.
And then I see people waiting online all the time. And then when I try to come back later for the lines to die down for your donuts, then you end up selling out. So how's it been being such a huge success downtown?
It's been amazing, man. We get a lot of angry people, upset people.
You sold out. Where's my donut?
Yeah, we always watch our cameras. Knocking on the doors.
And what's the most sought after donut there? What do the people freak out for?
Right now, it's the creme brulee donut.
Creme brulee. So that's one of my faves. I go there every morning.
No, it's not. Your favorite is the lemon pistachio.
Well, the creme brulee is one of my faves, pistachio is top notch. Now, when did you guys actually open? When did you come downtown?
April 1st, 2016.
So it's been a couple of years, and then you're right next door to Carson Kitchen, correct?
Yes, sir.
And so having an iconic neighbor like that, how's that been?
It's been great. We work together on a few different menu items. You can get our donut in their donut. It's the bread pudding.
Wow. So I've been following you guys on Instagram, right? For everybody out there wanting to follow like food porn on Instagram, they have 27,000 followers here. It's Donut Bar LV.
Correct.
On Instagram. And so one of the craziest things out there, how did you guys come up with this grilled cheese donut?
So we get a lot of messages, emails of people, you know, throwing different ideas at us. And we just come up with different donuts, different ideas. We get a lot of feedback from our customers and we just do it.
So the grilled cheese donut went viral on Instagram. It went crazy. Now, we got some of these assortment of boxes. There's this. Joe, can you walk us through this? Tell me what are we looking at right here?
You're looking at our Big Papa Tart right here.
Big Papa Tart. Is that a Notorious B.I.G.? Shout out?
That's what made it.
No, shout out to Biggie, all the Brooklyn people out there. We like that.
This is what put us on the map, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I wish you guys could see this right now. I wish you had this on video.
It weighs a full pound.
The donut weighs a pound?
Yep.
Okay.
It's stuffed with an actual Kellogg's.
Can we get a portion of it? Can I get like a half on that?
Yeah, it was featured on Steve Harvey too.
Oh, you got that on Steve Harvey. I can see. Now, what's this guy? The pink one here? Because, you know.
It's our strawberry cream cheese.
Strawberry cream cheese. I mean, these donuts look delicious and amazing. So you guys actually started in San Diego, correct?
Yeah, our best friend started the concept in 2013, and he inspired Joe and I to open up Vegas.
And when did you guys, I know you're from Detroit, shout out to Motor City.
Yep.
Guys driving on the road, be safe out there, don't get crazy.
8 Mile in the house.
Yo, so you guys are hardcore Detroit guys, you came to Vegas, entrepreneurial spirit, and you opened downtown. And what draw me in, right, to the culture of the downtown culinary community was that camaraderie, the support that you had from other operators, right? And when I was opening Good Pie, you guys were really there. You helped me, you know, just get some equipment or, you know, figure out a vendor, right? You helped me get some quotes for my insurance for my business. And so in other cities that I've been in the culinary world in, I don't want to mention any names, but their initials are NYC. And so that didn't really exist, but it's a special place here. How did you guys come to settle in downtown Las Vegas? What drew you here?
Well, we searched for quite a while for a location. When we almost signed a lease across from the Hard Rock, but the landlord wasn't working with us. So we just said, you know what, let's wait. Well, something will pop up. And then we saw this location downtown. It was shut down for a couple months.
So it was previously a donut shop.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Then it was there just waiting. It just needed a soul. It just needed life. It needed a brand. Some recipes in the ovens or in the fryers down there.
A good crew, yep.
And a good crew. And so you guys sign the lease, and then what's next for the donut bar? What's going on? Because clearly it's a huge success. The most award-winning donuts, right, in the world. There's been tons of press on Food Network and yada, 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 Thrillist, etc. What do you guys have coming up that we want to look out for people that are, I know a lot of people listening are donut fans. It's like one of the hottest things in the country.
Well, we don't want to give away all the news right now, but we are wholesaling.
No, break the news here. That's what this is for.
There's a new place.
Yo, Foodie 411, we give you the hottest scoops.
We're franchising.
Hit us.
Yeah, so we are franchising now.
The brand is growing.
We're franchising. So if I want to be a donut guy, I could be Chef Jeff. Like, if I want to be, follow your footsteps.
There's only one Chef Jeff.
Got it.
No, we are franchising.
If you got a spare 50,000 in nickels in your sock drawer.
40.
And you have 40,000 and you want to get into franchise of a donut shop.
Donutbar.com.
Donutbar.com is where you go. And then if you want to actually eat the donuts, what time do you need to get there? When do the lines actually die down when we can get access to these delicious donuts?
You know, it just varies. We have different, you know, waves of groups that come in, so throughout the day. But
so stalk them on Facebook. Is there a live camera we can see?
There isn't.
Not a live camera for the line.
If you don't want to wait in line, Vinny, you can go online, donutbar.com, pre-order, come in. Donuts will be ready. You can pick them right up.
You can bypass the line.
Yeah.
And then tell me about, someone told me that I needed, because I don't think I got this one myself, but I was told by an insider, a downtown, like, trendsetter foodie person, I needed to ask about the French toast donut. What's that all about?
Yeah, that we do only on Saturdays and Sundays. It's our cinnamon sugar donut.
Oh, it's only on the weekends, guys. So if you're driving in on Friday afternoon, get there early tomorrow for the French toast donut.
It's made to order.
So it's made to order. Yeah. It's been causing quite a stir amongst people in the know. And I really am just, like, blown away by this. So what are some of the things you guys are doing personally on Halloween? Joe, what's your Halloween plan?
That's a good question. I've been MIA for a couple of years on Halloween.
Well, you're known downtown as a party guy. So I know he doesn't want to say where he's going to be. Jeff, any Halloween plans coming up that we need to know about?
God, I don't know. We've been getting a bunch of emails.
I was going to ask you that.
Me personally?
I'm going to talk about that on my Facebook page. So if you guys are on Facebook and you want to know all the events, add me as a friend. I'll probably decline you, but try again. And then we're going to share with you all the Facebook events that we have coming out. That is really a local kind of like spot that the culinary community, the downtown community, the off strip people, the locals that are hanging out in the cool parties, not the kind of crazy big raves on the strip with like 20,000 people, but the more intimate affairs for the groans and sexies, as Joe says.
We are doing an event with Yelp the day before Halloween.
So day before Halloween, tell us about the Yelp event.
It's a private event. If you're a Yelp elite, you got invited. It's also with Kraft House. And also Kraft House is
coming
downtown.
Shout out to Kraft House Brewery. Yeah, they're coming downtown. And we're going to bring them on when we do our beer show, which is going to be coming on in a couple weeks. You can get more details about the Kraft House Brewery moving to California Street downtown in the Arts District. And so any final words of donut encouragement? Like if I'm on a diet and it's going to be cheat day and I'm just going to go ballistic on donuts, what's the day I need to come to Donut Bar?
Sunday.
All right. This Sunday, I'll be at Donut Bar, guys.
I'll make a protein donut for all you protein lovers.
And don't forget, there's zero calories in the middle.
For all you ice cream cones out there, you want a protein-shaped donut, go to donutbar.com. Follow them on Instagram, donutbarlv. And hey, guys, I want to thank you for coming into the studio. The Foodie 411 will be back.
Thanks
after
for
these...
having us.
Thank you, Vinny.
Yeah, we'll be back after these messages. You're listening to 99.7 The Highway Vibe, coming to you live from Palm Plaza Studios in Las Vegas Boulevard. It's the Foodie 411. You're back. 99.7 The Highway Vibe. This is Vincent Rotolo with the Foodie 411, coming to you live from Las Vegas Boulevard, the Palm Plaza Studios. We're giving you an inside perspective, a look, a peek, a sneak into culinary scene in Las Vegas off the strip, coming into the studio, gracing us with her divine presence, Miss Amory Filer, Executive Director of the Urban Seed Foundation. Amory, welcome.
Hey, Vincent.
I'm so excited you're here.
So great to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
I'm really so impressed by the Urban Seed's mission with children in at-risk communities. We've been talking about this offline. I'm so glad we're here because more people need to be aware of what the Las Vegas community is doing to help change the world with food and how people eat and their accessibility to fresh food. And so the first question, and how I want to get into this with you, is just, can you tell everyone listening about the Urban Seed Incorporated and Urban Seed Foundation, how they work together and like what the differences are? Because I want to just clear that up.
Yes. Yes. Well, thank you for asking.
Thank you.
No, and I'm super excited to be here and have this chance to like share our story and our mission and what inspired us to get out in this community. And, you know, we're a new organization, relatively an entrepreneurial philanthropy. That's a mouthful and it's not easy, but it's so worth it. It's just crazy what's possible. So this is kind of how it goes. Urban Seed Inc. is an aeroponic farm here in Southern Nevada in Clark County and in Nye County, Pahrump in Las Vegas.
Okay, and so Good Pie, we were sourcing produce from Urban Seed along with some of the other chefs around the city in the culinary world. And I have to tell you, I live for this fresh produce.
It's crazy how good it
is. It's 3 days picked, 1 day picked, the night of picked. Yeah. I get stuff the day of picked and I have a salad or I just eat lettuce raw. And I feel just differently about how I'm connecting with lettuce now.
No kidding. Doesn't that sound ridiculous?
I know.
Like
it's
we're
weird.
All full of shit. We're not. It's legit.
But it's like, listen, it's like that first real kiss.
Yes.
Like you haven't really experienced true, like the sparks were flying when I ate this lettuce.
Listen, I cannot eat arugula anywhere anymore. I have been ruined.
And that's what happens. Ruined. And that's what happens. So Urban Seed Incorporated is the farm that provides the really fresh produce for the culinary community.
Using new technology and, then the, and right. super exciting.
And we're going to get into that a little bit and talk about the special people behind that.
Mm-hmm.
But let's shift gears into the foundation arm of Urban Seed. And how did you even get involved?
Okay, so as many of us in the room here today and certainly around the community know Jolene Menina.
Okay.
Dear friend of mine. And a founding member and executive on the team at Urban Seed Inc.
Shout out to Joe.
Go, Joe, Joe. It's my girl. So Joe approaches me and says, I want to share some information with you from a business perspective about this new company, Urban Seed Inc., several years back. And so, of course, I sit down with her. I listen to everything. I am immediately hooked. And yeah. I'm like a junkie. It's food. It's food security. It's fresh produce. It's local. It's all great. These things that I love.
And this is how I heard about Urban Seed also. So I get right. where you're at because right. I was hooked too at the beginning.
I was like, I'm in.
Right.
And in the presentation, there is this little purple square like down on the second side of the page way over to the right that's kind of like dimmed out, you know? And it's Urban Seed Foundation. And I go, what's that?
Yeah.
I want to know what that is all about.
And when was that you actually committed to being the executive director, working with the founders? You're the co-founder as well.
I am.
So what day was that? What do you remember the date? Because for me, I'm like month maybe?
So it was the minute that she showed me that presentation. In my heart, I knew, boom, that was it. And I'm like successfully living in the corporate world of event production in Las right. Vegas for 20-something years. And on a dime, I said, that's what
I'm
doing
next. And you just changed careers.
It's like, you know when two people meet and they see each other for the first time and they think, I know that's going to be my husband.
Yes.
You hear these freaky stories.
Right.
I knew it that day when I saw that
presentation. Kind of like the first time you ate good pie. You're like, this is pizza.
Kind of like what just went down with these donuts. Okay.
The
Let
pizza.
Me just tell you. But good pie, absolutely.
Same Wait, the donut bar. So the donut bar guys, Jeff and Joe, they just left, but they left us in a world of donuts, guys. So— if you're out there driving into Vegas and you want some free donuts, come to the Pawn Plaza Studios and see if we're, I mean, we may not be, you know, they could be gone, but if you're here, drive straight to the Pawn Plaza Studios. Do not check in your hotel. Do not go to the strip. Don't go to your Nana's house or wherever you're staying. Come to Pawn Plaza Studios. And if you make the trip here, you're going to get free donut now, bar donuts.
Tell them the truth. Every single donut has a bite missing.
Wait, don't tell them that.
Because I'm sitting here
so Emery ate her way through these donuts, guys. And it's just, you know, they're that good, right? And speaking of which, right, the thing that turns me on the most about the foundation is your work with the schools.
Oh, yes.
And so, I mean, I see pictures on the website. If you guys are out there and you're on your phones, not if you're driving. If you're driving, you can listen, but don't go on your phone, right? Be responsible. But the passengers, get your phones out right now, guys, and go to what website?
UrbanSeedFoundation.org.
And the website is so beautiful, and you can really see the videos, the photos of what's going on in these school gardens. So this is the time of year where there's harvesting going on. Is there anything coming up with the schools you're working with that you can talk about?
Oh, for sure. And not only schools, but we work with community partners that have some sort of a unique need or considered at risk in one way or another as our primary focus. So we're not in the ridges, right?
It's not...
Not necessarily. Right. Although, listen, let me tell you, there are tons of kids in the ridges that don't know shit from shit about good produce either because culturally we've removed ourselves through several generations from growing in our own space.
For those who don't know, sorry, but the ridges is like a fancy neighborhood. And we're talking about a foundation and you're making contribution. It comes to mind that you're serving underprivileged communities. But in terms of fresh food and knowledge about
Everybody needs it. Every community is underprivileged.
And that's the point, guys. Everybody needs to understand the benefits of fresh food. And we're starting with the children. I only learned about this a few years ago, but it's too late for me. I did all that bad thing in the 90s. But
for you guys, thank God you found us. Thank God you found us, Vincent.
For you guys, it's the fountain of youth. But can you imagine if you've been eating like this since age 5?
Yeah. This is why our grandparents who drink wine and smoke cigarettes for the last 7 decades are still crazy and vibrant and amazing at 93.
Because it was
God bless
food.
My grandmother.
Fresh food.
Because they ate the right way, and we somehow lost that over the last few generations in America. But you know what? I'm committed to bringing it back and making the impact I can make in this community.
So if I'm on the road right now and I want to support that mission, I want to find a way to get involved. I know there's always a fundraiser and an event going on that is really the culinary stars of Vegas come out to support Urban Seed. What do we have coming up for anybody who's a listener? Or how can I make a contribution?
Okay, great. So there's one easy answer to all of that, which is go to UrbanSeedFoundation.org.
So they're already on Urban Seed, because I said that a minute ago,
okay,
right? You guys
great.
Listen.
So there is an events page, and it tells you all about the fun stuff we're doing in the community, as well as any fundraising events or any culinary events, any demonstrations. And we do such cool stuff with the community. Actually, we are just brainstorming out an event together, Vincent and I. You all get to be the first to hear this, and you get to see how this goes.
Whoa, I'm being committed to something I don't know about, guys. This is what's happening.
I texted you, Vincent.
You think I read my text?
So on December 1st, Vincent and I are going to do a community event at San Miguel Garden.
What day is this?
December 1st.
December 1st, y'all.
Saturday,
you heard it here first.
We're going to do a community event where Vincent is going to cook pizza at San Miguel Community Garden, organized by Urban Seed Foundation, for a whole bunch of our community
partners.
What we're
going to do is this.
And the public.
We're going to harvest fresh grown vegetables from
the
Urban Seed sponsored garden.
Yep.
And we're going to teach the kids the benefits of why fresh picked food is better for you. And then we're going to cook it in front of them and teach them how. Then we're going to eat it. It's all going to take like an hour. So that's my idea.
I take that as a yes.
Instant gratification. Yes,
of course. Did you all hear that? Did everyone on Radio Land just now hear that?
I've been to your fundraisers. People don't say no. Now, there's a big event coming up on November 7th.
Yes.
Can we talk about this?
Yes, we can. That is the Modern Luxury Vegas Magazine. They do an annual event celebrating philanthropic women in this community, and I am very privileged and humbled to be selected as one of the women.
You've been honored. Congratulations.
I'm being honored on the 7th.
That's a big deal. It's an honor even knowing you. I will be coming to this. If you want to see what I look like, the man behind the voice, come out to Vegas Gives. It's the 10th annual Vegas Gives. Now, how can we get tickets to this?
Shockingly enough, go to Urban Seed Foundation's website.
So you're already on the website.
And click on our event page, and you'll see all of these community events,
including
auctioning off
a free good pie pizza making class in the auction.
Vincent!
So if you want to get a good pie pizza making class and learn how to make real Brooklyn-style pizza, you momos, go to UrbanSeed.com, right? Or .org?
UrbanSeedFoundation.org.
See, I don't know websites. UrbanSeedFoundation.org. Come out to Vegas Gives And we'll be back after these messages. I want to thank Anne-Marie Filer from Urban C. Thank you so much for coming in.
I love you, Vincent.
Listen, I got to get a better studio, but if I had an applause button, I would hit that button right now, okay? Woo! Applause for Anne-Marie Filer, everybody. She's doing good work in this community, and we need to support that because it's the future generations that are going to benefit. We'll be back after these messages. You're listening to Foodie 411 on 99.7 The Highway Vibe, coming to you live from Palm Plaza Studios on Las Vegas Boulevard. You're back listening to The Highway Vibe 99.7. This is Vincent Rotolo with the Foodie 411 coming to you live from Las Vegas Boulevard at the Palm Plaza Studios. The next guest on the show has been honored with the title of Restaurateur of the Year for 2018, Chef Daniel Cromer, Dan Cromer of Other Mama. You know, GQ Magazine called Dan Cromer's restaurant one of the best restaurants in the country. He's gotten international reviews. This restaurant is absolutely fantastic. Welcome into the studio, Dan Cromer. Dan, thanks for being here, buddy.
Thanks, Vincent. It's an honor. Really appreciate it and hope you guys are all traveling safely today.
I see Dan in the neighborhood. You know, earlier on the show, we had the donut bar. And they get their, you know, they serve Vesta Coffee, which is our neighborhood coffee shop, Vesta Coffee Roasters. So I bump into Dan every now and again at the neighborhood coffee shop. And then I kept stalking him till he would agree to come on the show.
Oh, no, I always want to be here. I tend to put a little too much on my plate. So I'm glad you reined me in.
Well, thank you so much. And here's the cool part. I want to thank you because there's something you don't really know about for two things before we get into all this exciting Ferguson stuff. The first thing is, the first night I came to your restaurant, it was amazing. I had sashimi. I had these amazing oysters. The cocktails were phenomenal. I love the cocktail names. And then I was with a really hot girl on our first date.
You're going to have to narrow that down a little bit.
And, so. Well, let's just say this. My first visit to your restaurant, I had a really hot girl, and I had a great night after because the food was that good. And so I want to thank you for that.
Being a sushi chef for a long time, helping people seal the deals.
Dude.
One of my specialties.
You are Mr. Seal the Deal. That's one of the reasons why you're so beloved. But the second thing, before I actually went and opened Evil Pie on Fremont Street, I was shopping around a restaurant plan. And, you know, I was just some nobody who wanted to make pizza and was broke. And so I saw your restaurant. I saw you and I was really inspired by your story. So you built out your restaurant. Is that right?
Yeah. I was just saying, I didn't even know what the restaurant was going to be when I signed the lease. I just hit that point in my career where I just said, you know what? Working for someone else just ain't working for me.
Yes.
I'm here in Vegas. I love the strip and stuff, but I'm a small town guy. I've just never, you know, the casino stuff. I like being part of a neighborhood. And my father and my buddy, we just grinded and said, what does this neighborhood need? You know, what is this town? Where are we growing? Where do I want to eat? What sounds good? And, you know, craft cocktails, oysters were things that were just missing at that time.
It was amazing to me because looking at today, how successful Other Mama has become, it's an iconic restaurant in a short time. All the food lovers of Vegas, all the foodies, all of the chefs, the culinary community across the valley, right? Strip and off strip, everyone not only loves and respects the restaurant, and all the accolades and awards are extremely well-deserved, but it came from just you building out a restaurant, right? That's really special and rare.
It was amazing. I mean, of course, awards are cool and stuff. I usually just send them to my mom. That's the best value in those for me. But having people have really just come up to me and said, thank you.
Yeah.
Like, I live right down here. I just moved here from Chicago. This makes me feel at home. Like, thank you.
It's great food. So, Dan, what I wanted to mention is really important that when I was trying to open my restaurant, I didn't really know what I was doing and I was trying to figure it out. And so I didn't know you at the time. I kind of cold called you or got your number off from the restaurant or something. And I called you and said, hey man, I'm trying to open a restaurant. I know you opened a restaurant. I want to pick your brain for advice. And here's a busy guy in the hottest restaurant in town. When a stranger, Vince Rotolo, called him, you met me for coffee and you gave me an hour of your time. And that was really meaningful because everything you said, I learned a lot. And I was that step closer to living my dream, opening my own place.
I know when you asked me that time, I remember having coffee with you at Acidabello.
And yeah.
I was really honored. You know, like it's still a trip to me. I'm just I'm just a cook. The city has embraced us. It's been amazing. And not only that, like, I've been in the same boat. There's people like Jason Lappin with Elizabeth Blau Group and other people that I've reached out to because I don't know what the hell I'm doing. And it's a process. But this community here, with being the hospitality capital of the world and the resources and the friends, like, if I have a question, I have so many people I can ask, and they're so willing to support it because we're together.
It's really great. So someone helps you, you help me, I help another. And that's how a community of culinary expertise, right, can grow and thrive, and we learn from each other. Because at the end of the day, we all have the same struggles. We're all dealing with high cost of operations, high labor, staff turnover, wanting to get great ingredients. And you have a sushi bar, and one of the freshest sushis I've ever had. The uni at Other Mama is incredible, and all these other things. So if you guys are just driving down, you want to see a mouthwatering menu, right? Go to othermamalv.com, and you can see what Dan is doing. And so how do you get the freshest fish that I've ever had in the middle of the desert is my question.
Well, we're very lucky with the casino and the purchasing power to be getting a lot of stuff that there is in L.A.
Right.
But us specifically, I'm actually going to Japan on the 5th. I've lived in Japan for multiple years and have developed relationships with individual fishermen that I can broker and get things that are specific to our restaurant.
Wait, I'm sorry. Can you say that again? You're going to Japan to meet fishermen that you know to get your fish?
Yeah, there's a guy I've been talking to in L.A., and his father started as a fisherman. And, as Americans, we can send a couple of emails, but in Japan, you need to go.
Yeah.
And you need to have a face-to-face.
So this is incredible. You know, my friend Michael Chernow has a seafood restaurant in New York City. It's called Seymour's. Yep. And, you know, it's great because they have a program called Dock to Dish, where they work with the fishermen on Montauk in Long Island, going out. And they have a collaborative contract with them where they have to serve whatever it is they catch to kind of balance off the scale of the species of fish that are being overfished versus underutilized species. So the challenge there is to take a fish that you normally don't eat, like whatever, like a, you know, like a monkfish or some of these other fish that are really like abundant, right, in the New York harbor. And so is that kind of a philosophy that you've implemented into some of yours? Because I've seen fish species on your menu that are not super popular because some other chefs may not know how to prepare them or for whatever reason. So are you doing things that are you getting these species of fish specifically in Japan and then bringing them over?
I mean, for sure. I love what your friend's doing, Dock to Dish, Sea to Table, diversity. Yeah. The big thing right now, you know, the word is sustainability. And I know everyone's been hearing that for a long time, but it radiates not only to the fish we're buying, to me being able to sustain as a chef mentally and things. Like, everyone is talking about how we can build this better infrastructure and get better quality. Eating a diversity of fish is going to allow us to be eating bluefin tuna in 20 years. I love bluefin tuna.
I do too.
I would like to be doing that, but I would like to sacrifice so my kids can eat bluefin tuna. And there's so many other things out there, but we get streamlined. And as a business owner, it's scary to take risks. And I've got this kind of 80-20 plan now where you have a certain amount of comfort, plus introduce some new. And we're not here to revolutionize in a night and change things and force you to eat something you know what it is and pay for it on top of it. But it is our responsibility to be evolving as an industry, and that stuff like Anne-Marie's doing and these things that are making us better as a whole.
Yeah.
And better product for the customer, better humans and all around.
And the off-strip location that you built allows you to deliver a world-class experience at a value, at a price point that is unbelievable. And so we wanted to talk about these Ferguson businesses coming up. Two new restaurants. You're the new... What's your title at Ferguson? You're the
food and beverage director or whatever. Just basically anything food and liquor is going to be out of my creative mind.
So two new concepts. We have two new concepts coming in. A Mexican-style raw bar with a huge outdoor grill in the center of Fremont Street. What's the name of this one?
La Monja means the nun. So I have this draw towards slightly tacky things. So we're going for like this Catholic church meets fish market. But the food's like you're eating off a food truck, an Ensenada, lime shoved in the top of a Tecate while you're just eating fresh, beautifully made food, not reinventing the wheel.
But so still fish, quality. But Mexican style and more casual.
Tostadas, cocktails, empanadas, everything. You know, like working on basic, just cool vessels and then bringing in, just rotating the fresh fish.
If it's anything like what you did at Other Mama, it's going to revolutionize downtown seafood forever. And then the next restaurant, right, is this Japanese concept, this Robata grill, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's 100% Japanese charcoal, skewers, different things, but trying to break the mold of what people think of Japanese food. So trying to have it's more done in Japan, very clean, very simple.
And heavy. You're building both restaurants now.
Yes, sir. La Monja will open up first, hopefully in mid-December, and then Hatsumi is the name of the Japanese restaurant.
Will you come back and talk about these when you're ready to open, just so we can give our listeners the inside track on the opening dates for these restaurants? Can you share that?
I would love to. And also just talk about Fremont East in general and what's going on down there as a whole. And hope all you guys are taking the time to just move a little bit farther down the street and see what the locals are doing.
And before we let you go, Dan, is there anything going on Halloween, either at Other Mama or downtown, that you want to let everybody know about?
I wish I could. My parents were kind of like hippie, new age Christians when I was a kid. They didn't let me dress up.
Yeah,
I didn't even go to school on Halloween because they didn't want me to feel left out. So when I grew up, they were like, I'm sorry.
You know? I didn't go to school because I didn't want to get eggs thrown at me. So I like.
Yeah, I tried dressing up once. I think I was like a pimp at a party or something. I was just like, I don't know. It's just not me.
So what do you do in the weekend? Where can we find you? How can we, if I'm a Dan Cromer fan and I want the best food in Las Vegas and go to any of you, so I just go to Other Mama, or how do I get a reservation there?
Because right now, yes, Other Mama is a spot. We are focusing hard on that. And for all you travelers, I understand we're a little bit off the strip. But it's very convenient in an Uber. And if you guys mention this radio station and say Vinny the Man, we will buy you a draft beer this weekend.
So come in. Free beer!
I will be there. And we really appreciate you guys listening to this. And we appreciate that you're willing to take a risk, get off the strip, and really understand what Vegas local life is like.
Hey, you know, thank you so much. I can't say it any better myself. Go to Other Mama, mention Foodie 411, say Yo Vinny, and you get a free beer. Compliments of Dan Cromer and Other Mama. Thank you so much for coming in, Dan. Continued success on your mission to revitalize and help revitalize and build the downtown scene into the best culinary community in the country. You're listening to 99.7 The Highway Vibe. This is Vince Rotolo giving you the Foodie 411. We'll be back after these messages. We're back. 99.7 The Highway Vibe. This is Vincent Rotolo with the Foodie 411. Give me that inside look at the culinary food and beverage world and Las Vegas off-strip activities. What a great show. I hope you enjoyed all of our guests. I want to thank Joe and Jeff Thomas, the duo of brothers that work together to make the most award-winning donuts in the world. Here in downtown Las Vegas. Thanks so much for the donuts. Yo, we got donuts for days here, guys, in the studio. There's donuts on donuts on donuts. Anne-Marie Feiler, thank you for taking a bite of every donut that we have in the studio today. And also telling us more about what we can do to be more a part of providing fresh food for our children, for ourselves, for our communities, through initiatives like the Urban Seed Foundation. Don't forget to go to urbanseedfoundation.org and learn more about how to get involved. Thank you, Emery Feiler. Dan Cromer of Other Mama, 2018 Restaurateur of the Year, opening two huge new concepts, amazing concepts. The Mexican kind of like really cool grab your, you know, seafood taco shack. And I'm so excited about this stuff coming to downtown. The really amazing kind of Japanese grill. They use these really amazing Japanese charcoal. He's opening these concepts. Other Mama LV. And by the way, don't forget, you go to Dan Cromer, go to Other Mama, let him know. Foodie 411, Yo Vinny, and you get a free beer. Free beer for you guys, okay? Come on in. Don't drink and drive. But what you can do and drive is eat free pizza. So if it's Halloween and you're in Las Vegas, come down to Good Pie, dress as a grandma, dress as a pizza, get a free slice. This is Vince Rotolo of the Foodie 411 giving you the insider look at what we're doing on Vegas, the local spots. We'll see you guys next week. And you've been listening to 99.7 The Highway Vibe, live from Palm Plaza Studios on Las Vegas Boulevard. See you next week, and we're out.